Good morning, everyone. I'm Rochelle Seeger. I work at the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, and I have no disclosures this morning. But I do want to disclose something personal. I'm a data nerd. So in sixth grade at the school that I went to, myself and other nerds were banned from the cafeteria, and no one would let us sit at their table, literally. So we took our trays. We took our trays outside, and we ate lunch outside. So our sixth grade teacher was a little panicked when she couldn't find us after lunch. But I'm definitely honored to be here today and to be on this panel with my colleagues here. I'm honored to work for the Foundation for Healthy Kentucky. I think data is important. And I want to move on with my discussion today. So first, talk a little bit about how the Foundation does their work. The Foundation was founded in May 2001 as a result of the settlement between Anthem and the state of Kentucky. And we're a convergent foundation when Anthem merged with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And our mission is to address the unmet healthcare needs of Kentuckians. So kind of a small goal there. But it's important because when we look at the data of Kentucky, Kentucky has some very serious health problems when we look at the data. But when we look at the people and when I go out in community and meet the people of Kentucky, I know they're fantastic, very hardworking people that I get to meet in the community. So I'm very passionate about this project I'm going to talk about today. So here, this is some of the ways we do the Foundation for Healthy Kentucky does their work. We do that by working on policies to improve access to care, reduce risks, promote healthy lifestyles, and promote health equity and reduce health disparities. So again, our mission is to address the unmet healthcare needs of Kentuckians. Right now in the Foundation's current strategic initiative, 2012 through 2017, we're working on two main initiatives. One is called Promoting Responsive Health Policy. The other, which I'm not going to talk about today, is called Investing in Kentucky's Future. That's a place-based children's initiative based in Kentucky where the foundation has made grants to local communities to work on health of children in their communities that are place-based. So this one we call Promoting Responsive Health Policy. As you can read, it covers quite a few topics. So one, access to integrated care. Two, working on children's health. Working on smoke-free jurisdictions and strengthening local public health. So Kentucky, for the current behavioral risk factor surveillance survey, still has over a quarter of adults in Kentucky are smoking tobacco. I'll come back to that in just a minute. So today I'm going to talk to you about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll. The Foundation for Healthy Kentucky and Interact for Health jointly started this poll in 2008. It's a public opinion poll, a telephone survey that includes both landlines and cell phones in the sample. We sample about 1,500 Kentucky adults every year. Also on our website, we have all the issue briefs and the data files posted on there. Talk about a little bit more about that in just a moment. As Brian mentioned, for those of you who are tweeting, at KY Health Facts, that's me. So just Chris. At KY Health Facts. But here I'm going to talk about how we do this work of the Kentucky Health Issues Poll that we field annually and report on the issue briefs. One, it's about the connection, the strong connection that we have with Interact for Health to fund and plan and implement the Kentucky Health Issues Poll. But the second very important piece is a collaboration. Now, collaboration has all sorts of different definitions. How are we measuring it? But this is just a general theme I want to talk about. This is a picture of the Kentucky Oral Health Coalition. They come together and have done a lot of work in Kentucky. We also are number one in poor oral health for adults in Kentucky. So we're a lot of smokers and a lot of people with poor dental health. So here's the Kentucky Oral Health Coalition. And they contacted us, Jennifer and I, at the Kentucky Health Issues Poll. They wanted to ask a question on the survey. And this is what is fantastic about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll, is it is an open door. Pitch us. We're happy to listen. So what they were interested in learning about, they were interested in learning about the amount of water Kentuckians were drinking and what type of water they were drinking. Were they drinking water for the tap? Were they drinking water from a well? Were they drinking bottled water? So we included that question on the Kentucky Health Issues Poll and asked just that question that they were interested in learning more about so that they could further their mission as a nonprofit in collaboration coalition there working to improve the health of Kentuckians' dental, oral health. This is important. And some other examples on how the Kentucky Health Issues Poll has partnered and collaborated with other organizations. The Kentucky Safety and Alliance Prevention Network. That's a group in Kentucky who brings together all sorts of people, health department people and the fire and people who are working on safe communities and falls and older adults. So all these public health issues, they bring them together. That organization, the Kentucky Safety and Alliance Prevention Network, was looking at how that Kentuckians dispose of prescription medications. Were they disposing of them safely? So again, that was a question we could include on the Kentucky Health Issues poll, bring back to the Kentucky Safety and Alliance Prevention Network, so they could have a little measure on how was their education getting out there into the Kentuckians, so that, and how were Kentuckians getting rid of their prescription medications that they no longer needed. A third example is with the Kentucky Department of Public Health. Their tobacco control section was looking at tobacco-free school campuses, and they we asked that question on the Kentucky Health Issues poll. And most importantly is this data set is available to all of these coalitions to write further reports, look at more detailed analysis. It's housed on a website that's sponsored by Health Landscape called OASIS. And again, the code books, the data sets are all publicly available. Another example of policy implications comes from this organization. Kentucky Youth Advocates presents every year a blueprint for Kentucky's children, and they look at what legislative measures are coming down in the Kentucky House and Senate that they would want to support to further their mission of improving health for Kentucky's children. So in 2014, Kentucky Youth Advocates had on their blueprint an issue about the domestic violence laws in Kentucky. So in Kentucky at the time, people who are covered under domestic civil protection orders, including dating partners, people who had a child in common, people who were family members, and members of an unmarried couple who lived together. So there was exclusions. If you were a dating couple, you were not covered under the civil protections in Kentucky for dating violence. So the Kentucky Youth Advocates wanted to bring that forward. So we asked on the Kentucky Health Issues poll people's opinions on whether they thought this law should be expanded to cover dating partners. And most people, that seemed logical to them. So we had 80% said they favored or strongly favored supporting expansion of this law. Okay, it's one data point, but the advocates who were out there talking about this issue could say Kentuckians support this when they were going to their legislative offices. The Foundation for Healthy Kentucky and Interact for Health, who sponsor this, were not going to our legislators and asking them to move this legislation forward. It was the advocacy groups working in our community doing this. And then they were armed with this one piece of data that they could move forward. So we were excited that that legislation did pass, and that one of the founding groups who are working on this, the Mary Byron Project, who has a long work in domestic violence, cited our data when they were doing press interviews. And the governor of Kentucky, current governor of Kentucky, Steve Beshear's wife, who made a press release when this legislation was passed, also cited the Kentucky Health Issues poll. As a data nerd, I also know that correlation does not mean causation. So this Foundation for Healthy Kentucky CEO is very fond of saying, We give contribution and not attribution. So there's this difference on where our data is going. So in policy implications, I get a little nervous, right, because I'm a data nerd. So I know that the correlation is not causation. So just I wanted to be clear on that point. Again, there's so many rich pieces, but this is a question we asked in 2012 around Kentuckians, how comfortable they feel seeing different types of providers. So this is they said they felt very comfortable about seeing nurse practitioners, physician assistant, advanced dental hygiene practitioners, which is, again, moving forward some other legislation that expanded scope of practice in Kentucky. Of course, the Kentucky Health Issues poll did not move this legislation forward. It's the advocacy groups and the workforce groups that were moving that ahead in the state legislature. Okay, another disclosure, I'm a former smoker. I love smoking. I quit smoking a long time ago. So this is a policy issue that the Foundation and Interact for Health have been asking for many years. Sorry, that line's a little light, but this is a question we've been asking since 2010. Would you oppose or favor a state law in Kentucky that would prohibit smoking in most public places? So Kentucky does not have a comprehensive smoke-free law in the state. Half of states in the United States do. So you can hear the trend line of folks who favor that is trending up. 66% of Kentucky adults, again, this is a random digital survey of Kentucky adults, said they would favor a smoke-free law. So this is the advocates across Kentucky who are working on this issue have used that data a number of times. The sample size. The sample size is 1,500. I have some jealousy. I would love to have county-level data. That's just not realistic for what we do. California has around 80 counties. Kentucky has 120 counties. And with a lot less, you know, less population than LA County. So it's not realistic for us to have a bigger sample size. But we are able to drill down to this level where there's some 5 regional estimates around Kentucky. This is important because the Louisville area and the Lexington area have had 10 years of municipal smoke-free laws in place. And you can see, again, a correlation that those areas also favor a statewide smoke-free law. By political party, this again is my favorite, currently my favorite piece until the law is passed, then I'll move on to something else. I think Kentuckians should be protected personally by a smoke-free law. Here we see by political party. Right? So there's lots of discussions in Frankfurt, our state capital, about the Democrats and Republicans and their opinion on this law. But Kentuckians pretty much agree. I think it's very interesting. Also, interesting to note, if anyone watched John Oliver last night, tomorrow we have an election for Kentucky governor, so we'll see what's going to happen there. There I am in the middle bar, a former smoker who strongly support a statewide smoke-free ordinance, would favor that. Again, this is a slide I referred to earlier. This is one that is used by, among other advocacy groups, our State Department of Public Health working on tobacco. And currently, in Kentucky, a third of Kentuckians are covered by local or municipal smoke-free laws. Likewise, only about a third of Kentucky school districts have 100% tobacco-free policies currently covering their schools. So the State Department of Public Health, as well as school boards, student advocates who want smoke-free in their schools, have used this public opinion piece about smoke-free campuses on school policy. That's 2010, 2013, and we did ask that again on the 2015 survey that we just fielded. Kind of outside the boxes, we asked the public opinion poll about taxes, raising taxes. So we asked about e-cigarette taxes. We got some blowback from some people in the community leaders, like, don't ask about taxes on Kentucky health issues. Hey, I know what the research says. So this is about e-cigarette taxes, and you can see there that there's surprisingly support for an e-cigarette tax. 53% of people said they would favor taxing e-cigarettes. So again, back to my themes, the important connection that we have with the other foundation that funds this 50-50 Interact for Health, which makes this happen, the collaborations that we have with community advocacy groups, health departments, it is an open door. Pitch the question for Kentucky Health Issues poll. We're happy to hear what you want to have on that poll. It's for all of us to move health forward, the health of Kentuckians forward. And I think consistency, the fact that both of our foundations have been supporting this since 2008 is important. All of that data is open and available to everyone on that website to fund this. Finally, kyhealthfacts.org, that's the Twitter handle. I'm honored to be here today and look forward to fielding some of your questions.